This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome to Tits and Tricks, Ready or Not's bite-sized podcast that gives you practical, short and sharp suggestions that'll help you nail motherhood and career one tip at a time. I am Loz and here are my top five tips that'll save you time as a working parent to get you out of the house on time for work. For me, getting out of the house on time is super challenging. It seems at the time like it'll be really easy, like you just wake up your kids, get them changed and get out the door. And yet I was finding for the first 3 months at least after I started work, I just could not be on time. It was driving me insane. So of course I started to speak to friends. I started to reach out to old colleagues. I also spoke with my mother's group and then knowing me, I researched. So here are all of the things that I found have helped. I've implemented them all myself, so I can say that hand on heart, they work. And hopefully they will ensure a smooth start to your day too. Number one, prepare the night before. Lay out your clothes for your kids. Lay out your clothes for yourselves. Set aside some outfits that may not be your favorite outfits, but that you know your kids are going to wear. If they're going to school, easy, uniform, excellent. If they're not and you're in the boat like me, that means constant struggles on some mismatched rando outfit. Save your dollars, buy some naff looking t-shirt that you know they're going to wear, put it aside and just be done with it. This is going to eliminate the morning scramble to find appropriate clothing. If you have children like me that have a very strong opinion on what they'd like to wear, provide them with a choice option. Provide two equally heinous outfits and allow them to choose one on the morning. It is going to save an argument where you say, okay, here's your clothes, get changed. They're like, no, I don't want to wear that. Fine, provide them with two ugly outfits. Let them pick their preferred poison. Number two, pack bags, including your work bag, their kinder bag, their daycare bag, any bags the night before. Make sure you also look at packing their lunchbox the night before. I've done a whole episode on what to pack in your lunchbox, so please refer to that. It does not have to be fancy. One hack I've learned recently, and I know this may be cringe for some, is that you can freeze bread the night before, let it defrost in the morning, make your sandwich. Personally, I don't think it tastes as good, but does it save you buying a loaf of bread every couple of days? Yes. Number three, set up a morning schedule. I truly believe that kids thrive off knowing what's happening next. Create a consistent morning routine with designated times for waking up, getting dressed, eating breakfast, and leaving the house. This may seem silly, and it can seem even sillier when you've got a child that doesn't really comprehend or understand the nature of time. But I do this with my 18-month-old, and I figure that the more I talk about the time and how long we have to get ready, the easier it will become as he gets older. Consistency also helps everyone know what to expect and reduces decision fatigue. I also have a little, you can create these yourself, but I have a little magnetized organizer in the morning where Sienna changes over one side to a star to show that she's completed a task. May sound militant, but it works a treat. Use timers. So for these tasks, if you are someone like me that really does want to make sure that there's a set period of time for everything, use timers. This is just your phone, like put a little stopwatch on your phone. What happens for the first couple of times that you'll do it is your kids will kind of think it's a game. So you can get them involved and be like, hey, do you want to press a timer? We're going to allow 25 minutes to eat our breakfast. And then after that, we're going to go and get changed. And you're like, okay. And you can put it in front of them. If they have to watch TV while they're eating breakfast, fine. But at least there's a set time. Like at least they know when that's going to finish. You can check on the timer. Okay, guys, there's 5 minutes left. After 5 minutes, we're going to clear our breakfast. Does this sound militant slightly, but will it help you get to work on time? Yes. Is it a funner way instead of yelling at your kids, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up? Absolutely. Number four, prepare quick breakfast options. Ideally, it would be nice to make bacon and eggs or pancakes every morning, but when you're a working parent, that just does not work. When I say quick, sometimes for me, toast is not quick enough. So examples of breakfasts that I make the night before: yogurt with berries on top, put it in the fridge. Overnight oats is another great one that you can prepare. You can pre-cut up fruit. You can even, if you are me, the night before, put two bowls out with Weet-Bix in each of them. No, they do not go stale overnight if they're sitting out. And then in the morning, you just pour your milk in. There's your meal done. Does it take 2 seconds to actually pull that out of the cupboard? Yes. But do you have the headspace in the morning when you're rushing around? No. So that's just a little hack that could save you 2 seconds of time. Number five, delegate specific morning tasks to family members. This may look like having your partner clean up after breakfast, after your kids have finished. Maybe he does it on a Tuesday. Maybe on a Wednesday, he ties your daughter's hair up into a bun. Maybe on a Thursday, he helps you put your child's shoes on. Whatever that may look like, make sure that it's really clear what each family member is doing. This also extends to your children. Obviously, if they're at an age where they can do things by themselves, perhaps this looks like saying to your daughter or your son, okay, brush your teeth during this time, or could you please put your shoes on during this time? Whatever it is that you can delegate. One thing that has worked for us is to minimize distractions. I am all for watching TV. I absolutely provide my children with TV time, iPhone, iPad, whatever it is to either save my sanity or provide me with time where they're focused on the iPad or the phone or TV for me to get things done. But I would say in the morning, if you don't have a time limit around TV, so if you don't factor it into your schedule, so for example, eat your breakfast and while they're eating breakfast, they can watch TV for 20 minutes or whatever it might be, it can cause so many rifts at the beginning of the day. Like, I was just watching that. I really wanted to watch it. Turn the TV on. And then everything just extends out. So in our family, we really try to limit TV in the morning just so that everything can run efficiently. Everyone is different. Again, we have TV at night to like wind down before bed and then bedtime story. TV in the morning, I have found the more I've relied on it, the particularly as my children get older, the more difficult it is for me to peel them away from it and actually get out of the door. Implement a family calendar. So use a shared calendar to keep track of appointments, events, and schedules for all family members. This helps in coordinating plans and avoiding last minute surprises. This should also include your you time. So whether that's exercise, whether it's going for a walk around the block, whether it's chatting to girlfriends, whether it's legitimately sitting outside of your house in the car in silence, just meditating, listening to the sound of your own voice, whatever it is, time block it. My rule in my family is first in, best dressed, but obviously I always consult with my partner and say, hey, I'm planning on doing this on this day. Does that sound good? And if he's got a clash, he will let me know. So what your morning may start to look like may resemble something like this. 6:30 a.m., everybody wakes up. Let's be real, I'm usually awake before then anyway because one of my kids is always sleeping in my bed. 6:45, make my way to the shower, have a shower, get changed. 7 a.m., kids at the table eating breakfast until 7:15. 7:15 a.m., kids moving towards the couch area, which is where their clothes are laid out, getting them changed from 7:15 to 7:25. 7:25 to 7:30, move towards the car. 7:30 to 7:35, kids are in car, doing quick clean of house while kids are in car. 7:40 at the latest, leave our house. 7:40 to 7:55, drop kids off at kindergarten and daycare. 7:55, get to station, catch the 801 train at work by 8:33. And lastly, I swear by this, create a designated launch pad. It means a spot near the door where all of your essential items go. Your keys, your wallet, your sunnies, your bags, your kids' shoes, everything that's an essential before you get that final stage to get in the car, put it in one place right near the door so that you're not running around the house like a headless chook trying to find bits and bobs that need to go with the drop-off. If you walk your kids to daycare, again, I pack the underneath of the pram the night before. All of their bags, drink bottles, everything goes in there so that nothing is missed. And then finally, have a backup plan. So prepare for potential hiccups by having contingency plans, such as a backup breakfast or a backup smoothie or something that you can offer. So have that little mental thing in the back of your mind. What can I offer if my child is going to refuse to do this, which is going to eat up another 5 minutes of my time and push everything back? In the mornings, it pays to be prepared. By having a little backup option in your mind, it'll help you stay on track even if something goes wrong. Hopefully this will allow you to streamline your mornings, minimize your stress, and ensure that you and your family get out of the house on time.